Joining me now on the line is CDU's Vice Chancellor Simon Maddox. Good morning.
Good morning, Mel. How are you?
Look, I'm okay, Simon. Now working from home, as quite a few of our CDU staff are now doing.
You're doing a good job.
Thanks very much. And I would like to say thank you, Vice Chancellor, to you and your team for the work that you continue to do in this COVID-19 space and for keeping us up to date with the changing landscape of the university.
Oh, look, my pleasure. And I just want to thank the community in which we base, because without the community, we can't do what we do. And everybody's having to learn to adapt to quite different circumstances, and our students and our staff are no different to anybody else, but we get to do what we do because we're well supported by the community around us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess it's time now to talk about our students, because it is quite a challenging and for some a distressing time, but the university is here to help.
Yeah, look, we're an unusual university because 70% of our higher education students are not always on campus. Most of them are online, and they're all over Australia. We're all in regional Australia. They tend to work full-time and study part-time, and there's a significant cohort of them that have been caught up in, you know, stand-downs around the country and job reductions, job losses, salary losses. So it's not only supporting our students here in the NT, but for CDU, we've got students all over the country wearing this, and, of course, we've got many international students who likewise depend upon part-time and casual work to support them during their studies, and they're here with us now, and again, they've been heavily impacted by the necessity to shut restaurants and cafes and things like that. So they're all part of that collateral. So we're working very hard to make sure we keep them supported.
And in what ways are we offering that support? From what I've seen, we do have a CDU COVID-19 student assistance grant.
Yeah, so look, we've done a range of things. You know, we've pushed back critical payment dates to make sure that we're giving people more time to adjust to these circumstances and keep them engaged. And we have just launched a student emergency student appeal with our alumni across the world, and we also are providing assistance grants to students locally. Many of these students, you know, they may have trouble meeting their rent payments, and the government has taken some measures to try to get landlords to engage. But, you know, not all of our students will know how to negotiate some of these systems, and many of our international students do not get access to some of the social security welfare support systems that the government has put in place for Australian residents because they don't meet those criteria. Mm. So we're having to make sure that we are able to make available emergency funding. We've been working with Food Bank in the NT to make sure that we can support them in their work, and some of our students are volunteering with Food Bank to help all those that need access to that, but we're also giving back to make sure that our students that are in need can also access that level of support.
So how are we connecting with our students? Is there an online process? Are we able to help support them on campus? What's the best way?
So I think most of our on-campus students now, we've also moved online to support social distancing requirements. Mm-hmm. We've still got some facilities on campus that students can access when they need support and still keep that, you know, social distancing requirement in place. But most of our students are now learning online. So through the CDU webpage, cdu.edu.au, you can connect to make donations if anybody's feeling that they're in a position to help out. All help gratefully appreciated. And if students need to get assistance, they can go through Student Central. Most of them will know how to contact Student Central. And there are advice systems there for you just needing to talk to someone about how they're feeling and their concerns or anxieties versus needing specific assistance, be that in accommodation, financial support. We've got emergency grants available to help people, you know, get across the line, and then we'll make sure we can connect them up with additional services if they need ongoing support.
I think that's really important, Vice-Chancellor, that opportunity for our students who are feeling overwhelmed and mightn't have anybody to talk to about this at this time, that conversation and that connection is made available.
Look, I think that's right, and they're no different to other members of our community. It's all very well to sort of stay at home, but most of us are beings that like to interact with others, and you know, if you are in a country whose systems and services you don't understand, or even if you're an Australian, and again, we've got students in Darwin that tend to work full-time and study part-time too, and if they've been caught up in the loss of tourism and hospitality type functions, you know, there's a whole range of age groups, and they may be trying to support their own families through these difficult times, and so we're reaching out in any way possible to make sure that these students have got access to support, advice, financial assistance, and people who will help connect them to whatever they need.
Vice-Chancellor, thank you so much for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you more in the future. Please stay healthy.
Thank you, you too, Mel, and thanks again to the Territory FM community for their ongoing support and engagement and everything you and your colleagues do to keep everybody informed through this channel. Really appreciate your support. Thanks.